This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. The 26th SCO Summit is being held under the central motto, Together for Sustainable Peace, Development and Prosperity. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, will underline India's priorities in the areas of security, connectivity and opportunity. India has consistently opposed double standards in the fight against terrorism, separatism and extremism. India believes that greater connectivity among member countries is essential for peace and prosperity in the region. At the same time, connectivity projects must respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. India has also been emphasizing the need to create new opportunities for the youth of member countries and promote the startup ecosystem. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of current financial year, compared to 6.9% during the same period previous year. Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. It said Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economic growth of 7.8% is a reflection of hard work and collective resolve of 140 crore in citizens. Sharing a video in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said, India is progressing at a fast pace despite global problems like ongoing wars and instability since the COVID-19 pandemic. He said, in order to maintain this growth, it is important to become Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister urged the citizens to adopt Swadeshi, promote vocal for local and support Made in India products. Mr. Modi also urged the citizens to restrict foreign travel, avoid planning weddings in foreign countries and not buy gold if not necessary. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that if all the citizens adopt the practice of Swadeshi, the vision of Viksit Bharat will be achieved on the 100 years of independence. India has strongly rejected a ruling by the World Bank Constituted Court of Arbitration over the Indus Waters Treaty, rejecting the tribunal's authority and calling its decision legally invalid. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said India has never recognized the arbitration panel, did not participate in its proceedings and would not be bound by its rulings. New Delhi also reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty remains in abeyance. Rescue teams in Nepal are racing against time to reach more than 600 workers believed to be trapped in mud-filled tunnels at the Trishuli 3A hydropower site. Crews are using explosives, heavy machinery and air pumps to clear the tunnels and search for survivors. According to Nepal's Disaster Management Authority, 939 people have died and 3,925 are missing, including 592 foreign nationals. So far, 279 people have been rescued from hydropower sites, while more than 11,000 people have been rescued across the country. The month-long population enumeration in snowbound areas of Jammu and Kashmir will begin today and will continue till September 30th, with enumerators set to physically visit households to record details in 16 districts of the Union Territory. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Eastern Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Uttarakhand and parts of Northeast India for the day. Lionel Messi has announced his retirement from international football, bringing an end to a 21-year Argentine career that included a World Cup triumph, two Copa America titles and a record 207 appearances for his country. The 39-year-old revealed the decision in a social media post. And that is the end of this news bulletin.